Happy holidays to the Lagunatics and all the LBOC.
The LBOC, I like it. You're coining new abbreviations for Laguna Beach. Michael and I are both wearing Santa hats right now.
Yep.
By the way, I donned mine just to match you. How long have you had that thing on your head?
I think I've had it on almost 10 days now or more. I started right after Thanksgiving, so it's been a while.
Have you taken it off?
Once in a while, I throw it in the washer with everything else, and I just pull it out.
Now, you have a chance to wash your clothes when you go visit your grandson?
Also, yes. Okay. And I also do them here in Legion at the Legion.
Oh, yeah,
laundromat.
The laundromat right up there. I always wonder, is that place ever crowded?
It comes and goes, but mostly it is pretty crowded.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that.
Yeah.
Michael, of course, is the resident greeter of Laguna Beach. He has posts right there on Forest Avenue. You've seen him wave at you countless times, certainly. He's a celebrity crasher with a very famous documentary about him, which is called
Crash Artist.
Obviously, yes, of course. And he also happens to be without a home here in Laguna Beach, but a life he chose and a life that he happily leads.
Absolutely.
Right? I should be, just to be specific.
And it was a great crispy morning, but at least the sun was with us.
Yeah, that's true. If it was cloudy and 35 degrees or whatever, we would have some trouble today.
Then it's minus 35 degrees.
Now, that's a question for you. At night, this time of year, I mean, are you used to it by now, or you must get so cold?
I'm actually used to it. It's the rain that's inconvenient, but it's never cold. I'm born and brought up in southern Massachusetts for 20 years of my life,
right.
And I've hitchhiked around the towns in the wintertime, so I'm used to the cold, but I have a sleeping bag, and I sleep in the sand, so I'm comfortable.
So, yeah, the sand at least keeps you a little blanketed.
It does.
Cool. Well, Michael, we were just talking about – I love – you have a story for everything, by the way, and we were just talking about the House of Blues and how it opened in Los Angeles, and of course you were there.
And I was there before they put the floors down in it, and I was hanging out with Steve Tyler one night, I remember, but I was there 10 days.
I like how you call him Steve, by the way, like you guys are on a first name.
Yeah, here we go. by the way, he is from Boston or based out of there, but yeah, I hung out there. And the floors weren't even down, and they had 10 days of benefits. So everybody and anybody in the music world performed and went through there.
Including yourself.
And I was there.
People who thought maybe you were a security guard or a groupie or something.
Yeah, the security thought I was with the house, and the house thought I was with security.
Now, the Oscars this year, I'm thinking, might be worth crashing. A lot of good movies, a lot of big celebrities.
Yeah, I see that. The Golden Globe.
The Golden Globes also,
Really, it sets it up for it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to some of the parties at the Oscars.
Who do you have left to meet? Is there anybody you have left to meet?
Well, I've met him a couple times, but I really want to say hi to Jagger and get a photo with Mick Jagger.
So you've met him, but you've never gotten a photo with him?
No, I've met him. I have two great stories, and I never got a photo, but I've been in his but I got his friend, Mr. Keith Richards, though.
You do have – I have seen the photo of you and
Keith Richards.
Richards. He looks almost like a zombie, of course, like he does in daily life.
Like I always say, he's got the reptile image going on.
Right. If you're not familiar, Michael carries about 200 photos around with him of him with various celebrities, and all of them look just jovial to be hanging out with him. He's kissing half of them, and they're giving hugs, and everybody loves you when you take a picture with them.
That's great. I love being around that creative, eccentric people just like you, and here in Laguna Beach. It's the creative eccentricity that attracts me to these people.
Now, what is the one Mick Jagger story, or one of two?
Well, my stories are always long, but the long story short of it, when they were in the Anaheim Stadium,
right.
I brought my niece with me, the one that met Paul McCartney. She was about 10 years old. So there's rocks at the end of the stadium, these fake rocks. At the end of the show, I climbed over those rocks with my niece, came down the stairs, and all the stones came down the stairs to the right of me in these big, thick robes. And my niece and I shook everyone's hand, gave him a hug on the way out, and Jagger was the last one. And I said, "Hey, Mick, can we get a quick photo?" He goes, "No." He goes, "It's superstition, but I make it a rule, no photos backstage when I'm performing." He said, "We'll catch you another time." He goes, "But I'll give you an autograph or shake your hand." So he shook my hand, gave us a hug, and off he went.
Oh, man. But you were right there with the Rolling Stones in their robes.
All of them came down those stairs, and every one of them shook my hand before they headed out.
Why
to
were
their
they
van.
All in robes?
I don't know. They at the end of the show, it was about 10, 15 minutes, and then when it was over, they were in these big, thick robes.
Like they were going to go take a hot tub together or something.
Yeah, like they were in a hotel already.
How interesting.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Rolling Stones, Michael and I have been talking about this morning how karaoke's weekly at the Swallows.
Karaoke, yeah. I've been doing karaoke for the last 5 years at the Swallows Inn in San Juan Capistrano.
Right.
And it's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. He goes from 7 to 12. So, and it's been an interesting a journey with the karaoke clique. You would have never imagined how it is, but when I've been there, it's amazing.
So I asked Michael what his go-to karaoke song is. Of course, it's Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, which is rated by Rolling Stone magazine the number one rock song of all time.
It's the number one rock song of all time.
And I don't have a karaoke version. This does have Bob Dylan's vocals, so I'm going to turn it down. But I'm very interested to see you improvise the lyrics like you said you do to Like a Rolling Stone.
Let's do it.
Do you want the headphones, right? So yeah. You can hear yourself? All right, we're going to do this, Michael. This is really going to happen.
All right.
Michael Minutoli, resident greeter here in Laguna Beach, celebrity crasher, is about to karaoke Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone live on the radio. Here we go.
Upon a time, I dressed so fine, I threw the Laguna Beach bums a dime. Did you? People call, say, baby, where a doll, you're about to fall. And they thought they'd all kidding you. And you used to sing about. And everybody that was in Laguna Beach hanging out. You don't talk so loud. And now you don't seem so proud. About to having to be scrounging your next Tuesday taco meal deal. And you in Laguna Beach, how you feeling? And how's it feel? To be without a home. Like a complete unknown. Just like Mr. Brian Jones and a Rolling Stone. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Michael Minutoli singing Like a Rolling Stone live studio right now.
Thanks, Tyler.
You mentioned, by the way, that you eventually get all four Rolling Stones into the song.
I get all four. I don't include my friend Ronnie Wood because he's not an original Rolling Stone, unfortunately. Love you, Ronnie Wood. Too
but
bad,
no,
so
he doesn't
sad.
Make it into the song.
He don't make it.
Thank you for doing that. That was very entertaining. I hope somebody tuned in right in the middle of having no idea what we were doing. And it's like, what on earth are they doing in studio right now? Again, Michael Minutoli, thank you as always for coming in. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And I hope Santa brings you everything you ever wished for.
Santa coming in at 9 o'clock this morning, so we'll talk more about that here in a second. That's Michael Minutoli, resident greeter here in Laguna Beach, celebrity crasher and creative eccentric, as you call yourself.
And happy holidays, Tyler, and you and your family, and have fun.
Happy holidays to you too, man.
Thank you.
Walk the Moon, Tightrope Now, KX 93.5.